This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday, if you were listening, I spoke about the topic of God working in mysterious ways. Sometimes it is surprising how God can work. Sometimes unusual and sad things happen. It was 1967. In the summer of that year, a young girl named Johnny was riding her horse near a place called Chesapeake Bay. She decided to go for a swim, but she dove into the shallow water and terribly broke her neck as it hit a rock. So it was a terrible time. And Johnny, a healthy young woman, had this hard time of reconciling this accident of a loving God. If God was so loving, how could this happen? She was angry. Why had this happened to me? And one day a friend said, look, Jesus knows how you feel. He was paralyzed. He couldn't move or change position on the cross. He was paralyzed by the nails. And Johnny, at a young age, began to understand that God is a God of love, even when tragedy strikes. And today, God is using Johnny Erickson Tarter in a wonderful way to touch the lives of others. In fact, one day she got a letter from an angry young man who'd been in an accident. He was very bitter at God. And he'd written to Johnny asking this big question, just one word, why? And this is what she wrote back. If God decided to explain all his ways to me, what makes me think I would be able to understand it? It would be like pouring million-gallon truths into one-ounce brain. Didn't one Old Testament author, she say, write, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. In fact, this is what Johnny wrote in the letter. The whole book of Ecclesiastes was written to convince people like me that only God holds the key to unlocking the mysteries of life, and he's not loaning them out. If God's mind was small enough for me to understand, he wouldn't be God. And yet, in spite of this, he's chosen to have a personal relationship with me. And that, she said, is the greatest mystery of all. And that's taken from her book called A Step Further. So God is so great that you really will never fully understand him. You can know God. It's a fantastic thing to know that our finite mind can never fully comprehend all there is about God. And you might wonder today, is it possible to know someone without understanding them? Well, I don't understand everything about my wife, but I know her. I love my wife, and that's what makes marriage exciting. It's a never-ending quest to know people. And if you've ever heard someone say to their wife or husband, listen, I got you figured out, you know that they're probably lying. Or if you hear someone say, I've got God figured out, I'm afraid they're mistaken. The Apostle Paul is so overwhelmed in his life one day by the greatness, majesty of God that he has these words. We read them today in the Bible in Romans 11. The depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable, he said, are his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of God? Who's been his counselor? Who has ever given to God should repay him? For through him and through him, from him to him, he said, are all the things. To God be the glory. And that's from Romans 11, 33 to 36. So the Apostle Paul understood that it's just impossible to know everything. People think that God is too mysterious. They think his ways are so mysterious. Perhaps the phrase that I'm talking about, God moves in mysterious ways, was coined because in the Bible, God often did really funny and unexpected things. For example, instead of using Moses when he was 40, God waited till this Moses was 80, and that's certainly moving in a mysterious way. Instead of using Gideon's army, and Gideon had an army of 32,000 soldiers, what did God do? He told Gideon to whittle down his ranks to just 300. Now, that doesn't make much sense, but God seldom moves in the way that we think he is. But instead of having the Messiah, and the Jewish people were expecting a great prince, a man who would come into a palace, what happened? Jesus was born to a peasant girl in a barn. Instead of having the Messiah placed on the gold throne of gold, God had the Messiah nailed to a cross. Unexpected? Yes. God specializes in mysterious things. Thank you, Lord, that despite these things, we can know you and love you for ourselves. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.